ูगाड़ी चल रही थी।
The Vani was narrated on March 6, 1967. In the middle of the second page, the topic was going on. The one who is the God of the Gita takes to the golden age. And that one is the false Gita, by listening and reading which the human beings go from the golden age to the iron age.
हिंदी में कहते हैं भारत का उत्थान तथा पतन।
It is said in Hindi, the rise and the fall of Bharat.
गीता का भगवान के ऊपर सारा मदार है।
Everything depends on the issue of the God of the Gita.
गीता के भगवान को न पहचानने के कारण,
because of not having recognized the God of the Gita, they inserted the name of the corporeal. The same happens in the confluence age world of the Brahmins. It should be written, the words of the incorporeal god Shiva. Instead of this, they inserted the name of the corporeal Krishna, alias Dada Lekraj Brahma. Previously, it used to be written in the Murlis, do you remember Shiv Baba? After Mamma had left the body, they started to write, do you remember Pita Shri Shiv Baba?
Pita Shri mana jo Pita baad mein shreshth banne wala
hai. Pita Shri means the father who will become elevated later on.
Baad mein shreshth to Krishna ki soul banegi.
The soul of Krishna becomes elevated later on.
Jab nayi duniya banegi.
When the new world will be established. It is because
Narasimha prince banti hai janm lekar ke.
When he is born, he becomes a prince from a man.
Fir baad mein Narayan bane.
And later on, he becomes Narayan.
Lekin jo Narasimha direct Narayan banta hai isi janm mein, purushartha karke.
However, the one who becomes Narayan directly from a man in this birth, through making efforts, is the number one. Shiva enters him in the form of the appointed chariot. This is why it is he who is the God of the Gita. That God of the Gita goes away having made the false Gita into the true Gita. Also, in the beginning of Yajna, they used to read the same false Gita and they used to explain its true meaning. Those verses disappeared. They are called the verses of the Father. Later on, it became the Gita of Krishna. Krishna had become the God of the Gita. Krishna alias Brahma Dada Lekraj, from whose mouth the verses did emerge,
लेकिन वो वाणी ज्ञानामृत का काम नहीं कर सकी।
But those verses couldn't work as the nectar of knowledge.
जिस अमृत को पी करके देवता देवता बने।
By drinking which the deities become deities.
वो देवात्मा कैसे देवता बनी?
How did those divine souls become deities?
कौन सा अमृत पिया?
What nectar did they drink?
अमृत तब बनता है जब मंथन किया जाता है।
It becomes the nectar when it is churned.
ब्रह्मा के मुख से जो कुछ भी मुरली निकली उसको ज्ञानामृत नहीं कहा गया।
The verses which emerged from the mouth of Brahma were not called the nectar of knowledge.
क्योंकि वो मंथन नहीं हुआ, मंथन न होने के कारण।
Because they were not churned. Because they were not churned.
किसी की कुछ भी समझ में नहीं आया।
No one understood anything.
ये असलियत क्या है? नई दुनिया कैसे बनती है? और पुरानी दुनिया कैसे खलास होती
है? About what the real truth is, how the new world is made and how the old world is destroyed.
भारत का उत्थान कैसे होता है? भारत का पतन कैसे होता है?
How the rise of Bharat takes place, how the fall of Bharat takes place.
वो ब्रह्मा के मुख से जो मुरली चलाई गई उसका मनन चिंतन जब मंथन हुआ।
When the churning of the verses narrated from the mouth of Brahma took place,
तो बात समझ में आती है।
It was understood.
कि उत्थान कैसे होता है और पतन कैसे होता है। Rise अर्थात construction.
How the rise takes place and how the fall takes place. The rise means the construction.
Iska construction?
The construction of what?
Construction of deity dynasty.
The construction of the deity dynasty.
100% peace, prosperity ki sthapana hoti hai. Kiske dwara?
The establishment of 100% peace and prosperity takes place. Through whom?
Shiva ki teen murtiyan gayi hui hain.
Three persons of Shiva are praised.
Lekin teenon murtiyon mein se ek hi murti sarvopari hai.
But only one of the three is the highest.
Jiska naam Shiva ke saath mila diya jata hai.
The one whose name is joined with the name of Shiva.
Brahma Vishnu Shankar kehte hain.
They say Brahma Vishnu and Shankar.
ब्रह्मा की मूर्ति का नाम शिव के साथ नहीं मिलाया जाता।
The name of person of Brahma is not joined with Shiva.
विष्णु की मूर्ति का नाम शिव के साथ नहीं मिलाया जाता।
The name of the person of Vishnu is not joined with Shiva.
शिव शंकर भोलेनाथ कहा जाता।
It is said, Shiva Shankar भोलेनाथ।
33 करोड़ देवताओं में से कोई देवता नहीं है जिसका नाम शिव के साथ जोड़ा जाए।
There is no deity among 330 million deities whose name would be joined with Shiva.
एक ही 100% संपन्न पुरुषार्थी है।
There is only one 100% complete effort maker.
जो पहले पहले नर से नारायण बनता है।
Who first becomes Narayan from a man.
और नारायण बनकर के फिर नई सृष्टि की शुरुआत करने का निमित्त बनता है।
And having become Narayan, he becomes instrumental in the beginning of the new world.
इसलिए बोला।
That is why it is said.
कि rise अर्थात construction of deity dynasty. इसका rise?
The rise means the construction of the deity dynasty. The rise of what?
कहते हैं सूर्य का उदय हुआ।
They say. There was a sunrise.
सूर्यास्त हुआ।
There was a sunset.
सूर्यास्त की यादगार कहाँ पर है?
Where is the memorial of the sunset?
माउंट आबू में बनाई हुई है।
It has been constructed in Mount Abu.
Sunset point.
The sunset point.
लेकिन वास्तव में सूर्य का उदय भी होता है।
But actually there is the sunrise as well.
वही परमात्मा शिव है जो यज्ञ के आदि में जिस व्यक्तित्व के द्वारा संस्कृति गीता का क्लैरिफिकेशन दे रहा था।
That person through whom in the beginning of the yagya that supreme soul Shiva himself was giving the clarification of the Sanskrit Gita.
Boy dubara janma lekar ke
is born again.
Shiva Supreme Soul.
Shiva Supreme Soul.
Aur Gita Mata ka jo Chaitanya Swarup, Chaitanya Atma Brahma ki soul hai.
And the soul of Brahma, who is the living form, living and sentient soul of the Mother Gita.
Usko mastak par dharan karke,
having taken him, it means the soul of Brahma, on the forehead.
Unke dwara boli hui vani, jise murli kaha jata hai, usse ek ek vaki ka hisse hisse karke samjha.
He explains in detail each sentence of the verses spoken through him, which are called murlis.
Baat samajh mein aayegi?
If the words are understood,
toh nahi duniya ka sankat chalunga.
The construction of the new world will happen.
Samajh mein nahi aayegi?
If they are not understood,
toh construction nahi ho sakta.
The construction cannot take place.
Jaise bhakti marg mein,
as it is on the path of the religious devotion,
Ramayana ka paath karte rehte,
they keep on reciting the Ramayana.
Gita ka paath karte rehte.
They keep on reciting the Gita.
Sikh log.
The Sikhs.
Sukhmani padte rehte.
Keep on reading the Sukhmani.
Lekin unke buyaan kya hai? Ye sivaya Parampita Paramatma ki aur koi nahi bata.
But except for the Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, no one can say what their deep meanings are.
Bhagwan hi aate hai.
When God Himself comes,
to Vedo Shastron ka saar sunate.
He explains the essence of the Vedas and the other scriptures.
Us saar se hota hai construction of deity dynasty.
The construction of the deity dynasty takes place from that essence.
Us saar ko kehte hain Gita Gyan Amrit.
That essence is called the nectar of the Gita knowledge.
इसलिए,
this is why,
इसी मुरली में पीछे बोला है,
just in this मुरली, before, it is said,
कि अभी, माने संसार तक,
that now, which means until 67,
गीता को ज्ञानामृत नहीं कहेंगे,
we won't call the Gita the nectar of knowledge.
बल ब्रह्मा के मुख से परमात्मा शिव की द्वारा वाणी आई.
Even though the verses narrated by Shiva came out from the mouth of Brahma,
lekin wo manan chintan manthan na hone ke karan sar roop nahi nikla.
However, the form of the essence didn't appear because they were not churned.
Aur jab tak sar roop nahi nikalta hai,
and unless the form of the essence appears,
tab tak हर मनुष्य आत्मा की सार स्वरूप बीज रूप स्टेज नहीं बन सकती.
The seed like form of the essence of each human soul cannot be created.
सार रूप स्टेज बनती है.
When that stage of the form of the essence is created,
तो 100% पीस एंड प्रॉस्पेरिटी की दुनिया मनसा के अंदर स्थापित होती है.
The world of 100% peace and prosperity is established in the mind.
Duniya mein har cheez pehle chote roop mein taiyar hoti hai, phir bade roop mein taiyar hoti hai.
Everything in the world is prepared in its small form at first, and later on it is prepared in its big form.
Ek baar nayi duniya ki sthapna ho gayi.
When the establishment of the new world takes place once,
तो फिर 5000 वर्ष के बाद, अर्थात कल्प के बाद, फिर फल होता है.
Then the fall takes place after 5000 years. It means after a cycle.
एक बार संपन्न स्टेज हो गई, तो 5000 वर्ष तक वो चलती है.
When it reaches the complete stage once, it lasts for 5000 years.
Devil dynasty ka phag hota hai.
There is the fall of the Devil dynasty
5000 varsh ke baad.
After 5000 years.
Tab tak Devil dynasty dwapar yug se badhti chali jaye.
Till then, the Devil dynasty has been growing from the Copper Age.
Rise or construction Gita dynasty ka hota hai.
The rise and the construction of the Deity dynasty takes place. When there is the sunrise, the rise takes place. They say that first of all, God gave the knowledge of the Gita to whom did He give it? To the sun. He gave it to the sun, so there is the sunrise. That sun having risen above the world spreads the light. Through that light of knowledge the world becomes new. The new world is created from the new light. Together with the fall, destruction must start. The falling down of the world means destruction. Now the destruction of the devil dynasty takes place. Because full 5,000 years have passed again from the rise of the sun. Now the new world is being made. Then the fall will take place after a cycle. It should be written on the very preface so that when someone opens it, they should read that all the devil dynasties are going to fall now. One is the Deity dynasty. And all the other religions are devil dynasties. This topic should be written at the very preface. Everything of yours depends on the Gita.
Yeah.
What? There is only one Gita on which everything depends. Thanks to one becoming pure, all become pure. She is the mother of the entire world. Who?
Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
The Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
जो सारी सृष्टि की माता है वो कलयुग के अंत में आकर डेविल डिनेस्टी के द्वारा खंडित हो जाती।
The one who is the mother of the entire world gets broken, adulterated through the devil dynasties at the end of the Iron Age.
गीता इस समय पूरी खंडित की हुई है।
At this time, the Gita has been completely broken. This is not the question of the non-living Gita. The Gita is a scripture, the highest scripture. The non-living Gita of paper doesn't rule. There is some living soul who rules. No one can rule in a better and more elevated way than her. What kind of scripture is that Gita? How does she rule? She brings about the destruction of all the devil dynasties. And establishes the Deity dynasty. She becomes the instrument for opening the gate of heaven, the Mother Gita. And the world of hell gets finished. That's why it was said,
जगत की अम्बा के रूप में पूजी जाती है.
That it is Jagadamba who is worshipped in the form of the world mother.
से गीता माता कहो, जगदम्बा कहो, माता.
One may call her the mother Gita. One may call her Jagadamba. It is the same.
Murli bola ye Brahma hi tumhari Jagadamba hai.
It was said in the Murli, actually this Brahma is your Jagadamba.
Is Murli mein bola gaya us samay ka wo Brahma to shareer chhod gaya.
Brahma of that time, when this was told in the Murli, left the body and went away.
फिर वो गीता माता के द्वारा स्वर्ग का गेट कैसे खुलेगा?
Then how will the gate of heaven open through that mother Gita?
मुरली में तो बोला माताओं के द्वारा स्वर्ग के गेट खुलवाता हूँ.
It was said in the Murli, I cause the gate of heaven to be open through the mothers.
ब्रह्मा के द्वारा स्वर्ग के गेट खुलते हैं.
The gate of heaven is opened through Brahma.
अब ब्रह्मा ने 869 में शरीर छोड़ दिया.
But Brahma left the body in
68, 69.
So did he tell a lie? No. That Gita is worshipped throughout the world in the form of Jagadamba. That form of the body of Jagadamba. It means the non-living form.
प्राकृतिक रूप जो प्रकृति जड़त्वमयी है वो पांच तत्वों का पुतला है.
The form of nature. Nature is non-living. That is the doll of five elements.
जिसमें ब्रह्मा की सोल प्रवेश करती है.
In which the soul of Brahma enters.
और प्रवेश होकर के वो ही ब्रह्मा जो दाढ़ी मूछ के रूप में नहीं पूजा जाता है, मंदिर नहीं बनते, मूर्तियां नहीं बनती हैं.
And having entered that very Brahma, who is not worshipped in the form with the moustache and the beard, of whom no temples are made, no images are prepared.
वो ही सोल.
That very soul.
उसे स्त्री चोले में प्रवेश करने के बाद पूजनीय बन
जाता. After entering into that female body becomes worship worthy.
वही जगदम्बा जब तामसी रूप पकड़ती है.
When that Jagadamba assumes her tamsi form,
devil दुनिया के लिए,
for the devilish world,
तो सारी आसुरी शक्ति का विनाश करने के लिए,
she becomes instrumental in the destruction of the entire devilish world.
पहले ब्राह्मणों की दुनिया में आसुरी ब्राह्मणों का विनाश करने के लिए निमित्त बनेगी.
Will she become first instrumental in the destruction of the devilish Brahmins in the Brahmin world?
ये पहले बाहर की दुनिया में निमित्त बन जाएगी.
Or will she become first instrumental in the outside world?
पहले ब्राह्मणों की दुनिया में जो devil है.
First of all the devils in the Brahmin world.
चाहे basic knowledge में है, चाहे advanced knowledge में है.
Whether they are in the basic knowledge or they are in the advanced knowledge. The seed souls of all the religions are present in the advanced knowledge, aren't they? There are the seed souls of every religion that exists. In the same way, in the basic knowledge, there are the root souls of every religion.
जो बीज रूप है, वो ही बीज जो जमीन में बोया जाता है, सड़ जाता है, जब वृक्ष पूरा होता है, बड़ा होता है, तो ऊपर जाकर के उद्धार मूर्त बनता है.
The seed form souls are the same seeds which are sowed in the soil and decay. And when the tree grows up completely, they go upwards and become the salvation makers. It reaches the very top, in the elevated stage. The seed souls are salvation makers. and the roots, those who remain in the foundation, are the support. Supposing the roots are cut, will the tree remain standing? It can't remain. Because that one is the support, and the tree needs the support. And those are salvation makers. It means that the whole advanced party, all the kinds that are in the advanced party, all of them are salvation makers for the entire world. They take the entire world from the lower stage upwards. That is, they are of the high stage. The one whose stage isn't high can't create the high stage of the others. The one who himself remains as the support, the one who remains as the foundation, he even teaches the others to become the ones who support or hold. The Moon Dynasty, the first class from among the souls in the basic knowledge, are the first class support. Those supporting souls become the beads of the garland of victory. The beads of the garland of the victory give support to those seeds. They give durability. If the support shakes, then the seed which is on it will shake as well. This is the support. And on the top of this, there is the one who takes the support. If this shakes, then the one who takes the support will also shake. So the Mother Earth, the World Mother, the Mother Nature, or the Mother of Bharat, Delhi is her central place. The whole world depends on this Delhi. If the transformation of Delhi takes place, then the transformation of the entire world takes place. If Delhi declines, the entire world declines. This Delhi is the only such a city in the world where all the religions have ruled. But that one is the non-living Delhi. There is also some living soul like her. That living soul is the seed of the entire world in the form of the Mother. At the end of the Iron Age, the degradation of all the mothers in the world takes place. The mothers in Bharat are particularly degraded. Among them, Jagadamba is the most senior mother. She is called the Mother Gita.
उस माता की भी दुर्गति होती है और सारी दुनिया की भी दुर्गति हो जाती है.
By inserting the name of Krishna in it, both the mother and the entire world are degraded.
अभी राइज ऑफ भारत होना है.
Now the rise of Bharat must take place.
Bharat ka uthan hona hai.
The rise of Bharat must take place.
Ye Bharat ka uthan tab hoga?
The rise of Bharat will take place
jab Gita Mata ka uthan.
When the rise of the Mother Gita takes place.
Aur Gita ka Mata ka tab uthan hoga? Jab Gita Mata ki guddi mein baithe.
And the rise of the Mother Gita takes place when it sits in the intellect of the Mother Gita.
Ki Gita pati Bhagwan kon hai?
Who is the husband, the God of the Gita?
Pati sakar mein hoga ya nirakar mein hoga?
Will the husband be corporeal or incorporeal?
Supreme Soul Jyoti Bindu.
The Supreme Soul Point of Light.
Aur uske bachche Bindu Bindu Atma hai.
And his children, point-like souls.
आत्माए भी निराकार.
The souls are incorporeal.
और उन आत्माओं का बाप ज्योतिबिंदु भी निराकार.
And the father of those souls, points of light, is also incorporeal.
ये एक संबंध बनता है निराकारी आत्माओं के साथ निराकारी बाप का.
The incorporeal father has only this one relationship with the incorporeal souls.
संबंध दूसरे तब बनते हैं जब वो निराकार साकार में प्रवेश करते हैं.
When that incorporeal enters into the corporeal, the other relationships are formed.
चाहे ब्रह्मा में प्रवेश करता है चाहे प्रजापिता में प्रवेश करता है.
Whether he enters into Brahma or he enters into Prajapita,
तब ढेर सारे संबंध बन जाते हैं.
Then a lot of relationships are formed.
तो जो संबंध बने हैं उनसे साबित होता है.
So it is proved on the basis of their relationships that are formed.
कि समान बंधन वाले होने चाहिए.
That the equal parts are required.
एक निराकार हो और दूसरा साकार हो तो संबंध स्थायी नहीं रह सकता.
The relationship can't be lasting if one is incorporeal and the other is corporeal.
अब माता तो साकार बन गई.
Now the mother has become corporeal.
साकारी स्टेज में आ गई.
She has come into the corporeal stage.
साकारी स्टेज माने देहभान्ति स्टेज.
The corporeal stage means the body conscious stage.
और देहभान्ति स्टेज जब बन जाती है तो विकृति बहुत आती है.
And when the stage becomes body conscious, many defects appear.
Nirakari ke jati hai to atma nirakari, nirvikari aur nirahankari ban jati.
When the stage is incorporeal, then the soul becomes incorporeal without vices and ego.
Sari shakti ki bij roop Jagadamba.
That Jagadamba, the form of the seed of the entire world.
Rujo Rudra Mala ka sarvopari mata hai. Mataon ki beech mein.
Who is the highest bead of the Rudra Mala among the mothers.
Uski durgati hoti hai to sab mataon ki durgati hoti hai.
When she falls into degradation, all the mothers become degraded.
Uski sadgati hoti hai to sab mataon ki bhi sadgati hoti hai aur saath hi saath.
When she is uplifted, all the mothers are uplifted, and along with this,
जो भी दुनिया है, जो भी भारतवासी है, सब की संगति.
The entire world and all the residents of Bharat are uplifted.
एक के पतित बनने से सब पतित, और एक के पावन बनने से सब पावन बन जाते.
Due to the degradation of one, all become degraded, and thanks to one becoming pure, all become pure.
Itna madar hai Gita ke upar.
Such responsibility is laid on the Gita.
Aur us Gita ki ye halat kar rakhi hai.
And the condition of that Gita has become such that.
Kya keh sakte ki Gita ka bhagwan Shri Krishna ban jaye.
By having said what? That the God of the Gita is Shri Krishna, a child.
Are जो बच्चा है उसको गीता माता का पति बना देंगे तो इससे बड़ा कोई पाप होगा क्या?
Would any sin be bigger than that of making a child into the husband of the Mother Gita?
इससे बड़ा कोई पाप नहीं होगा.
There is no sin bigger than this one.
ऐसे पाप आत्मा जिस धर्म में जाकर के बनने लगते हैं उसको कहते हैं नास्तिक धर्म.
The religion to which such souls go and become sinful is called the atheist dharma.
Duniya ka nastik dharma hai, sabse aakhri dharma, Lenin Stalin ke dwara sthapan kiya hua, Rus ka, Russia.
The atheism of Russia is the last religion of the world which was established by Lenin and Stalin.
जहाँ ये पता ही नहीं लगता कि माँ कौन है और बहन कौन है.
Where they don't know who the mother is, who the sister is.
बचपन से ही जन्म लेते ही बच्चा जच्चा घर में पहुंच जाता है.
From very childhood, just after being born, a child goes to a child care house.
माँ बाप की छुट्टी तो अपनी नौकरी धोकरी करो.
Free time for the parents. Go and do your work.
बच्चा बड़ा होता है, हॉस्टल में डाल दिया जाता है, स्कूल में पढ़ाई पड़ता है.
When a child grows up, he is sent to a hostel and studies at school.
जब तक पढ़ाई पड़ता है, हॉस्टल में रहता है, माँ बाप को पता नहीं कहाँ क्या है, ये गवर्नमेंट की जिम्मेदारी.
As long as he studies, he stays at the hostel. The parents don't even know where he is and what's going on. This is the responsibility of the government. He didn't receive the motherly love. He didn't receive the fatherly love. Did he receive the adulterated or the unadulterated love? He received the adulterated love.
बच्चा बड़ा हो गया, ट्रेनिंग स्कूल में डाल दिया गया.
When a child grows up, he is sent to a training school.
ट्रेनिंग पूरी की, कहीं नौकरी में सही सेवा करो देश की.
The training is completed, therefore serve somewhere at work for the country.
अब उन माँ बाप को जिन्होंने 16 साल की अवस्था में 18 साल की अवस्था में उस बच्चे को जन्म दिया था.
Now, would those parents who at the age of 16, at the age of 18, gave birth to that child? And those parents are now 30, 32 years old. And the child is 16, 18 years. Would they know who my child is? Will the child know who my mother is?
ऐसा जुलूम हो जाता है.
Such atrocities happen.
ये जुलूम तब बंद होगा.
These atrocities will end.
जब ये बात बुद्धि में बैठे.
When it would sit in the intellect.
ये आखिरी धर्म.
That those last religions.
जो बाद वाले धर्म आए हैं मनुष्यों के द्वारा स्थापन हुए.
Which came later. And were established by the human beings.
चाहे वो ब्रह्मा हो,
whether it is Brahma,
के द्वारा ब्रह्म धर्म की स्थापना हुई, चंद्रवंश की स्थापना हुई,
through whom the establishment of the Brahmin religion took place, the establishment of the Moon dynasty took place.
चाहे वो इब्राहिम हो, चाहे बुद्ध हो, चाहे क्राइस्ट हो, गुरु नानक हो, कोई भी धर्म पिता हो.
Whether it is Abraham or Buddha or Christ or Guru Nanak, whichever religious father who established their own religion, all of them became the ones leading them to the ditch of degradation.
क्योंकि ब्रह्मा की बुद्धि में ही जब तक ये न बैठे कि गीता का भगवान कौन.
It is because unless the topic, who is the God of the Gita, sits accurately in the intellect of Brahma,
तब तक कल्याण नहीं हो सकता.
Well-being cannot be there.
और ब्रह्मा की बुद्धि में ही नहीं बैठेगा.
And if it doesn't sit right in the intellect of Brahma himself,
जो जगदम्बा में प्रवेश करके उसकी बुद्धि को कंट्रोल करने वाला है.
Who enters into Jagadamba and controls her intellect?
तो जगदम्बा को उद्धार कैसे होगा?
Then how will the salvation of Jagadamba take place?
Brahma है आत्मा.
Brahma is the soul.
और जगदम्बा है डब्बा.
And Jagadamba is a box.
जगत्तुमयी पांच तत्वों का पुतला.
She is the non-living doll of five elements.
इसलिए मुरली में बोला है मेरे साथ रहने वाले बच्चे मेरे को नहीं पहचान पाते.
For this reason, it was said in the Murli, the children living with me cannot recognize me.
क्योंकि बुद्धि कैसी है? जगत्तुमयी बुद्धि.
It is because of the intellect. How is it like? The intellect is non-living.
तो पहले पहले ब्रह्मा की बुद्धि में पूरी पढ़ाई बैठे.
So first of all, the complete study should sit in the intellect of Brahma.
वो तो पढ़ाई का ये तंत्र बैठे.
The essence of this study should sit in it.
ये गीता का भगवान शिव शंकर भोलेनाथ है.
That Shiv Shankar Bholenath is the god of the Gita.
Gita ka bhagwan Krishna nahi hai.
Krishna is not the god of the Gita.
Agar Gita ka bhagwan Krishna hai,
if Krishna were the god of the Gita,
to fir Shivoham kehke baith jaate.
Then he assumes the position Shivoham.
Yehi ki aaj se hi ye patan hona shuru ho gaya.
This decline had begun just from the very beginning of the yagya.
जिसके द्वारा गीता का क्लैरिफिकेशन मिल रहा था वो व्यक्ति गया.
That person through whom the clarifications of the Gita were received left.
और बाकी ब्रह्मा और ब्रह्मा की सरपरस्ती में पलने वाली जो भी आत्माएं थी.
And Brahma, as well as all the souls fostered under the protection of Brahma,
दूसरे दूसरे धर्मों की,
the souls of the other religions,
Islami, Bodhi, Christians, जो दूसरे दूसरे धर्मों में कन्वर्ट होते रहे 2,500 साल से,
Islamic, Buddhist, Christians, those who for 2,500 years went on getting converted into the other religions,
वो सारी आत्माएं ब्रह्मा की रहवरी में पलने लगी.
All those souls started to take sustenance under the protection of Brahma.
तो दूसरे धर्म की आत्माएं ब्रह्मा को अपने कंट्रोल में कर लिया.
So the souls of the other religions took Brahma under their control.
जैसे आज की दुनिया में देखा जाता है.
Just like it becomes visible in the today's world.
पति खुदा न खास्ता शरीर छोड़ दे.
If God forbid the husband leaves the body.
तो बच्चे माँ को अपनी मुट्ठी में कर लेते.
The children keep a tight rein on the mother.
ऐसे ही फाउंडेशन पड़ गया.
In this way, the foundation was laid.
जो भी विधर्मी बच्चे थे.
All the Vidharmi children. Vidharmi? The souls whose religion remains in the opposition to the father's religion.
इस्लामी बौद्धी क्रिश्चियन धर्म में कन्वर्ट होने वाली आत्माएं.
The souls who get converted into Islam, Buddhism and Christianity.
वो सब आत्माएं ब्रह्मा की गोद में पलने लगी.
All those souls started to take sustenance in the lap of Brahma.
उन्होंने ब्रह्मा को ही सपोर्ट किया.
They supported only Brahma.
बाप को सपोर्ट नहीं मिला.
The father didn't receive the support.
इसलिए वो गया.
And for that reason, he left.
इसलिए परंपरा पड़ गई.
For this reason, the tradition was established.
पुरुष जो है वो सन्यासी बन जाते.
That a man becomes a sannyasi.
क्या?
What?
माता सन्यासी नहीं बनती.
The mother doesn't become a sannyasi.
वो आत्माएं क्यों चली गई बीज रूप आत्माएं?
Why did those seed souls leave?
उसका कारण मुरली में बताया.
The reason for that was given in the Murlis.
कि उस समय इतना ज्ञान नहीं था इसलिए छोड़ दिया.
That wasn't so much knowledge at that time, and that is why they gave up the yagya and left.
अभी तो ज्ञान सारा खुल गया.
Now the entire knowledge has opened.
अभी तो ज्ञान यज्ञ को छोड़ने की बात नहीं हो सकती.
Now the question of giving up the yagya of knowledge cannot arise.
तो उस समय से ही सारे ब्राह्मण परिवार का पतन होना शुरू हो चुका.
So the degradation of the entire Brahmin family had already started from that very time.
Abhi, baat sari khul gayi.
Now everything has opened.
Jo bhi Gita Mata, Chaitanya Gita Mata.
The Mother Gita, the Living Mother Gita,
वो भी प्रत्यक्ष हो चुकी
has been already revealed.
और जो ज्ञानी की गीता है उसका सार भी प्रत्यक्ष हो गया.
And the essence of the Gita knowledge has been revealed as well.
तो अभी बुद्धि में जो बच्चे हैं उनकी बुद्धि में सारा मदार गीता का आ जाना चाहिए.
Therefore, now the entire topic of the Gita should come into the intellect of all the children.
बाप आकर के सच्ची गीता सुनाते हैं.
Having come, the father narrates the true Gita.
कि ये है सच्ची गीता.
This is the true Gita.
क्या है सच्ची गीता?
What is the true Gita?
गीता को माता कहा जाता है.
Gita is called mother.
तो माता चैतन्य होगी या जड़ होगी?
So will the mother be living? Or non-living.
चैतन्य होगी.
She will be living.
और उस माता का गीता पति भगवान भी चैतन्य होगा.
And the husband God of that mother Gita will be living as well.
तो जब तक इन माँ बाप को नहीं पहचाना है.
So until that mother and father have been recognized.
तब तक सारी सृष्टि का उद्धार और भारत का उद्धार नहीं हो सकता.
The salvation of the entire world and the salvation of Bharat cannot take place.
सारा मदार गीता पर.
The entire responsibility is on the Gita.
रोज इस बात पर समझाते हैं.
These topics are explained every day.
बच्चे.
Children.
मन मना भाव.
मन मना भाव.
क्या?
What is it?
मन मना मेरे.
मन means my.
मना माने मन में.
मना means in the mind.
भाव मना समझा.
भाव means let it be held.
मेरे मन के अंदर जो गीता का स्वरूप है.
The form of the Gita which is in my mind.
तुम्हारे मन के अंदर भी वो गीता का स्वरूप समझ आना चाहिए.
That form of the Gita should be held in your mind as well.
गीता कौन है? गीता पति भगवान कौन है?
Who is the Gita? Who is the husband God of the Gita?
ये बुद्धि में जब तक नहीं बैठा है.
Until this sits in the intellect, one will not be able to have the elevated thoughts. Having come, the father narrates the true Gita. And the human beings narrate the false Gita. Baba explains about this topic every day.
देह सहित देह के सर्व संबंध छोड़ अपन को आत्मा समझ.
Renounce all the bodily relationships along with the body itself and consider yourself to be a soul. What?
बच्चे की पैदाइश होती है.
A child is born.
तो जो पैदाइश हुई है बच्चे की उसमें सिर्फ देह देह है.
Is there only a body in the child that is born?
Yeah, bhi bhi.
Or is there also a seed?
Atma bhi.
Is there also a soul?
Atma bhi hai. To dharni mani deh bhi hai, mitti bhi hai.
There is a soul and there is also earth. It means a body, soil.
Dharni kaun se kahan se aata hai?
Where does the part of earth come from?
Mani deh kaun se kahan se aata hai?
It means where does the part of the body come from?
और बीज कहाँ से आता है?
And where does the seed come from?
बीज बाप से आता है.
The seed comes from the father.
और धरणी?
And the soil.
माने देह कहाँ से? माता से आता है.
Meaning the part of the body comes from the mother.
पांच तत्व कहो?
You may call it the five elements.
पांच तत्वों का पुतला माता के पेट में बनता है.
The doll from the five elements is made in the womb of the mother.
और बीज उसमें चार पांच महीने के बाद प्रवेश करता है.
And the seed enters into it after 4-5 months.
ऐसे ही होता है.
It happens like this, doesn't it?
माता का संपन्न रूप तैयार हुआ सन 68 जनवरी.
The complete form of the mother was ready in the year 68 in 69 18th January.
उनहत्तर को ब्रह्मा ने शरीर छोड़ दिया. ब्रह्मा ने बड़ी माँ माने माँ माँ का संपन्न रूप तैयार हुआ और उन्होंने शरीर छोड़ा.
In 69, Brahma left the body. Brahma, Brahm means big, great, senior. Ma means mother. The complete form of the mother was ready and she left the body.
लेकिन उस शरीर छोड़ने से पहले ही.
But even before leaving the body,
जो बीज बाप है,
the father seed,
वो कारण या कारण यज्ञ में आ जाता है.
Comes to the yajna for some reasons.
नजदीक आ जाता है.
He comes close.
उसमें सुप्रीम सोल प्रवेश कर लेता है.
The supreme soul enters him.
लेकिन गुप्त रूप.
But in the hidden form.
किसी को पता नहीं पड़ता.
No one knows about it.
जैसे गर्भ में बच्चा आता है तो कोई को पता नहीं पड़ता.
Just like no one knows when a child enters into the womb.
संक्षेत्र में वो बाप की प्रत्यक्षता वर्ष मनाई गई थी.
The year 76 was celebrated as the year of the revelation of that father.
बाप प्रत्यक्ष हुआ.
The father was revealed.
तो जरूर बाप के साथ ही साथ वो जड़त्व में ही शरीर भी प्रत्यक्ष होता है.
Therefore, that non-living body is certainly revealed together with the father.
जो जगदम्बा के रूप में संसार में प्रत्यक्ष होता है.
It gets revealed in the world in the form of Jagadamba.
तो देह सहित देह के सब संबंध छोड़ो और अपन को आत्मा ढूंढो.
So, renounce all the bodily relationships along with the body itself and consider yourself to be a soul.
पहले बीज का परिष्कार करो.
First of all, purify the seed.
बीज को अपने स्वरूप में टिकाओ.
Make the seed be fixed in its own form.
देह को priority नहीं देनी चाहिए.
The body shouldn't be given priority.
देह को priority जब तक देते रहेंगे.
As long as you keep on giving priority to the body,
तब तक क्या होगा?
What will happen?
सुधार.
There cannot be growth.
इसलिए इतना जोर दे रहे हैं कि अपन को आत्मा समझो और सब संबंधों को त्याग दो. मतलब?
This is why he is laying so much stress on that you consider yourself to be a soul and renounce all the relationships. It means.
माता का जो संबंध है, जहाँ से ये शरीर बना है.
The relationship with the mother, where this body is made from.
वो भी बुद्धि में नहीं रहना चाहिए.
Shouldn't remain in the intellect either.
सिर्फ बाप और आत्मा रूपी बच्चे.
Only the father and the children in the form of the soul.
ये स्टेट जब बनेगी तब बुद्धि में बैठेगा कि गीता का भगवान कौन और गीता माता कौन.
Only when this stage is achieved, the topic who is the God of the Gita and who is the Mother Gita will sit in the intellect.
इसलिए नारा दिया बच्चों को एक शुभाप दूसरा.
This is why the children were giving the slogan, only one Father Shiva and no one else.
देह का सारा इतना पसारा है.
The bodily expansion is so big.
Yeah.
What? Earth.
जब डीटी डायनेस्टी थी.
When the deity dynasty was present.
तो धरणी छोटी थी या बड़ी थी? छोटी थी. भारत वर्ष में ही सिर्फ देवताओं पर आती
थी. Was the land small or was it big? It was small. Only in the region of Bharat there was the kingdom of deities.
जब माता पृथ्वी माता का रूप बड़ा होता गया द्वापर युग से दूसरे दूसरे धर्म आए तो पृथ्वी का रूप बढ़ने लगा.
From the copper age, when the form of the form of the mother earth went on growing big, when other religions came, the form of earth began expanding.
पहले इस्लामी खंड आए, अफ्रीका, अरब देश वगैरह.
In the first place, the land of Islamic religion appeared, Africa, the Arab countries, and so on.
उसके बाद क्रिश्चियन धर्म खंड आए, वो भी समुद्र से ऊपर आ गए.
After this, the land of Christian religion appeared, it emerged out of the ocean as well.
पहले जब द्वितीय दुनिया की स्थापना हुई थी तो सारी दुनिया पानी में डूब गई.
At first, when the Deity dynasty was established, the entire world had submerged into water.
जिसको लोगों ने कह दिया परलय हो गई.
People said about this, there was the annihilation, total destruction.
ऐसे उतनी परलय कभी होती नहीं है जो सारी दुनिया खलास हो जाए.
Such annihilation that the entire world would be finished never happens.
लेकिन 500-700 करोड़ की दुनिया में से सिर्फ 4 लाख आत्मा ही बचे.
However, if only 400,000 souls out of the world of 5-7 billion survive,
तो ना के बराबरी कहेंगे ना?
It will be said that it is almost nothing, isn't it?
इसलिए बोल दिया कि प्रलय होगी.
For this reason, they said that it was annihilation.
वास्तव में ये पृथ्वी पूरी लय कभी होती नहीं है.
In reality, this earth never gets destroyed completely.
तो पहले पृथ्वी का छोटा रूप.
So, at first, there is the small form of the earth.
फिर दूसरे दूसरे धर्म की आत्माएं जैसे जैसे उतरती जाती है, पृथ्वी का रूप बड़ा होता जाता है.
And later on, as the souls of the other religions keep coming down, the form of the earth enlarges.
ये अमेरिका.
This America.
500 साल पहले मनुष्य के मस्तिष्क में नहीं था कि अमेरिका नाम का कोई महाद्वीप होगा दुनिया.
500 years ago, people didn't have the faintest idea that the continent named America was in the world.
वास्तव में था ही नहीं.
In fact, there wasn't any. When the population of Christians began increasing, it came to the surface from the ocean, and the Christian dynasty spread there. The same is in case of the Muslim dynasty, which came out from Islam.
Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, these are Muslim countries.
And Iraq, and so on. All these Muslim countries came out from the ocean later on. The Arab country came first. Australia emerged last of all. The continent.
300 साल पहले लोगों को पता ही नहीं था कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया नाम का कोई महाद्वीप पृथ्वी पर है.
300 years ago, people didn't know that the continent named Australia was on the earth.
तो कहा ये देह का सारा पसारा है.
So it was said, all this is the expansion of the body.
वो पृथ्वी जिसे देह है.
That earth is like the body.
वो जड़त्वमयी पृथ्वी है.
That one is the non-living earth.
और गीता माता चैतन्य पृथ्वी.
And the mother Gita is the living earth.
ये सारा देह का पसारा है.
All this is the expansion of the body.
आत्मा तो आत्मा ही है.
The soul is just the soul.
उसका पसारा नहीं है.
It doesn't have any expansion.
हाँ. आत्मा का ममत्व देह में लग जाता है.
But yes, the soul develops attachment for the body.
तो ममत्व लग जाने से आत्मा अपन को देह समझ बैठती है.
Therefore, due to this attachment, the soul considers itself to be the body.
नहीं तो आत्मा आत्मा है.
Otherwise, the soul is just the soul.
देह अलग है, अलग चीज, और आत्मा अलग चीज.
The body is a separate thing, and the soul is a separate thing.
बाप कहते हैं इस देह के सारे पसारे को भूल कर.
The father says, forget the entire expansion of this body.
अभी अपन को आत्मा समझो.
Now consider yourself to be a soul.
ये बड़ी गलती है.
This is a very big mistake.
ये कि आज से ही ये गलती होती चली आई. क्या?
This mistake has persisted just from the beginning of the yajna. What?
कैसे ये गलती हुई?
Who had made this mistake?
जो आत्म की स्थिति में नहीं रह सके उनसे ये गलती शुरुआत हुई.
This mistake was initiated by those who couldn't remain in the soul conscious stage.
सूर्यवंशियों से उतनी गलती नहीं हुई.
The Sun dynasty didn't make such a big mistake.
उनसे गलती होती है लास्ट में आकर.
They make a mistake in the very end.
जब आखिरी जन्म में आके नीचे गिर जाते.
When having come in their last birth, they fall down.
माया के प्रभाव में आ जाते.
When they come under the influence of Maya.
बहुत ही विस्तार हो जाता है देह और देह के संबंध का.
Because there is great expansion of body and the bodily relationships.
माया का पसारा इतना ज्यादा बढ़ता है संसार में.
The expansion of Maya grows so much in the world.
कि जो सूर्यवंशी आत्माएं हैं वो भी उसकी चपेट में आ जाती.
That the souls of the Sun dynasty also fall victims to her.
तो ये देह का पसारा यज्ञ के आज से ही हो सारी सृष्टि के ऊपर छा गया.
So this bodily expansion cast their shadow over the entire world just from the beginning of the yajna.
ब्राह्मणों की दुनिया के ऊपर भी छा गया.
It cast their shadow over the Brahmin world as well.
जो भी नौ कुलियों के ब्राह्मण थे नौ धर्मों में कन्वर्ट होने वाले ब्राह्मण थे उनमें से एक सूर्यवंश को छोड़कर के बाकी सब प्रभाव में आ गए.
Except for only the Sun dynasty, all the Brahmins of nine categories, the Brahmins who convert into nine religions, came under the influence.
किसके प्रभाव में?
Under whose influence?
माता के प्रभाव.
Under the influence of the mother.
वो यज्ञ की आग की माता गई.
That mother of the beginning of the yajna left.
उसका स्थान ब्रह्मा ने लिया.
And Brahma took over her position.
दादा लेकर आ गया. टाइटल
दारी ब्रह्मन दादालेखराज द होल्डर ऑफ द टाइटल ऑफ ब्रह्मा.
फिर उनके प्रभाव में सब आ गए.
देन ऑल केम अंडर हिज इन्फ्लुएंस.
वैदिक नाटक में भी ब्रह्म ही ब्रह्मा रखते 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 क्या हो गया.
इवन इन द बेसिक नॉलेज दे रिपीट अगेन एंड अगेन ओनली ब्रह्मा एंड ब्रह्मा एंड वॉट हैपेंड.
सारा खत्म हो गया.
द कम्प्लीट डिग्रेडेशन टुक प्लेस.
और अभी ब्राह्मणों की दुनिया में भी.
एंड नाउ इन द ब्राह्मिन वर्ल्ड एज वेल.
सूर्यवंशी आत्माओं मात्र को छोड़ करके.
एक्सेप्ट फॉर द सोल्स ऑफ द सन डायनेस्टी.
जिनके लिए मुरली में बोला हुआ है अव्यक्तवाणी ने.
फॉर हुम इट हैज बीन सेट इन द अव्यक्त वाणी.
के बाप दादा ने नई दुनिया की सौगात तुम बच्चों को दी.
बाप दादा हैज गिवन यू चिल्ड्रन the gift of the new world.
वो नई दुनिया का फाउंडेशन डालने वाले सूर्यवंशी बच्चे.
The children of the Sun dynasty who lay the foundation of that new world.
वो तो फाउंडेशन डाल रहे.
They are laying the foundation.
बाकी जितने भी बीज हैं एडवांस पार्टी के.
All the other seed souls of the advanced party.
इस्लामी बौद्धी क्रिश्चियन सारी.
Islamic, Buddhist, Christians. And so on.
वो सब उस माया के पसारे में देह के पसारे में वशीभूत हो चुके.
All of them had already been influenced by the expansion of Maya, by the bodily expansion.
अभी ब्राह्मणों की दुनिया में भी बेसिक नॉलेज में भी और एडवांस नॉलेज में भी माँ ही माँ कहकर के चिल्ला रहे.
Now, in the world of the Brahmins, both in the basic knowledge and in the advanced knowledge, they are crying loudly, Mother, Mother.
उनको ये पता नहीं है कि माँ का पहला रूप है.
They don't know that the first form of the mother,
जो संसार के सामने आएगा, वो होगा दैवी दुनिया का विनाश.
Which will come in front of the world will be that of destruction of the devilish world.
जो माँ माँ कहकर के चिल्लाने वाले वो ही डेविल संप्रदाय.
Those who cry loudly, Mother, Mother, are the devil communities.
प्राप्ति किससे होती है, बाप से या माँ से?
Whom does the attainment come from? From the father or from the mother?
है? बाप से प्राप्ति. माँ को बाप ने स्वीकार किया.
Yes, the attainment comes from the father. The father has accepted the mother.
काय के लिए?
For what?
अपना सहयोग देने के लिए.
for assisting him.
माँ सर्वोपरि नहीं है.
The mother isn't placed above all.
सर्वोपरि बीज बाप है.
The father, the seed, is placed above all.
उस बीज रूपी स्टेज में इन सब बच्चों को कितना पड़े?
All the children will have to stay fixed in that seed form.
जो उस बीज रूपी स्टेज में आदमी की स्थिति में 100% नहीं सीख पाएंगे.
Those who won't be able to stay fixed 100% in that seed form in the spiritual stage,
उनको ये दुनिया छोड़नी पड़े.
They will be compelled to give up this world.
जाओ, परम नाम में रहो जाकर.
Go and stay in the supreme abode.
ये दुनिया स्वर्ग बनने वाली है.
This world is to become paradise.
नई दुनिया बनने वाली है.
The new world is to be created.
ये धरती माता जिसको सारी दुनिया ने पोल्यूट किया है.
This mother earth whom the entire world has polluted.
प्रकृति माता जिसको सारी दुनिया ने पोल्यूट किया है.
The mother nature whom the entire world has polluted.
ये गीता माता जिसको सारी दुनिया ने पोल्यूट किया है.
This mother Gita whom the entire world has polluted.
जिन्होंने ने पोल्यूट किया है.
Those who polluted her,
विचार फैलाया है.
Who spread adulteration,
वो अब इस सृष्टि पर नहीं रहे.
Won't remain in this world now.
वो देहाभिमानी आत्मा है.
They are body conscious souls.
84 जन्म नहीं लेंगे.
They won't take 84 births.
84 जन्म सिर्फ वो ही लेंगे जो पक्के बीज हैं.
Only those who are real seeds will take 84 births.
देखा जाए तो नई दुनिया जो बनेगी 100%.
If one looks at things just like this, in the 100% new world which will be made,
उसमें राधा कृष्ण के रूप में जन्म लेने वाली आत्माएं भी,
even the souls who will be born in the form of Radha and Krishna,
उनके भी 84 जन्म तो होंगे,
will take 84 births.
लेकिन कृष्ण जैसी श्रेष्ठ आत्मा के भी 50 साल इस धरती पर कम हो जाते.
But even such elevated souls like Krishna will have 50 years less in this world.
वो सूक्ष्म शरीर उनको मिलता है.
They will receive the subtle body.
तो जो 50 साल कम हो गया time.
Therefore, those whose time became shorter by 50 years,
वो all round तो नहीं हुए.
Are not all rounders.
All round part न बजा पाने के कारण वो हीरो हीरोइन के पार्टधारी नहीं बन पाए.
They can't become the hero and heroine actors because they can't play the all-around part.
तो संपूर्ण आत्मा बनना पड़े.
So one has to become a complete soul.
वो संपूर्ण आत्माओं को आकर के परमात्मा बाप को पढ़ाते.
Having come, the supreme soul father teaches those complete souls.
रूहानी बाप रूहानी बच्चों से आकर के बात करते.
The spiritual father comes and talks with the spiritual children.
जो रूह की स्टेज में टिकते नहीं देवान में आते हैं उनसे बाप बात भी नहीं करते.
The father doesn't talk at all with those who don't stay fixed in the spiritual stage and come into body consciousness.
जैसे मुरली में बोला, मैं तुम बच्चों को सुनाने के लिए आता हूँ, ये ब्रह्मा
just like it was said in the Murli, I come to talk with you children and this Brahma listens in the meantime.
इसका मतलब ब्रह्मा की भी पूरी बीज रूप स्टेज नहीं बनी.
It means that Brahma hasn't attained the complete seed form either.
तुम बच्चों की पूरी बीज रूप स्टेज बनती है जो बाप के सन्मुख को बैठ करके पढ़ते
हो. You children who sit and study face to face with the father make the complete seed stage.
कोई कहे कि ब्रह्मा में क्या शिव नहीं आता था.
Someone may say, what, didn't Shiva come into Brahma?
ब्रह्मा में आता था लेकिन वो तो माँ का रूप था.
He used to come into Brahma, but that was the form of the mother.
त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव.
त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव.
त्वमेव माने तू एक.
Twamev means two, you, one.
वो एक आत्मा ही माता बनती है ब्रह्मा के द्वारा.
That soul alone becomes the mother through Brahma.
वो एक आत्मा ही राम वाले व्यक्तित्व में अंतिम चरण में सोने में प्रवेश करके पिता बनता।
And that soul alone, having entered into the last body of Ram, becomes the father.
पिता से वर्षा मिलता है।
One receives the inheritance from the father.
माता से वर्षा नहीं मिलता।
One doesn't receive the inheritance from the mother.
इसलिए उन्होंने बोला है ब्रह्मा या प्राइस की पूजा से कुछ भी होने वाला नहीं है, कुछ भी प्राप्ति नहीं होगी।
This is why it was said in the Murli, nothing will be obtained from the worship of Brahma or Christ. There won't be any attainment at all.
इस ब्रह्मा के चित्र को रखना भी फालतू है।
Keeping this photo of Brahma is also useless.
उन्होंने बोला ना?
He said in the Murli, didn't he?
क्यों बोला?
Why did he say so?
क्योंकि बच्चों की लालच जो है, वो मर्द रूप जो माता का होता है, उसमें जल्दी लग जाती है।
It is because the children quickly become attached to the gentle form of the mother.
माता का कैसा मीठा रूप होता है?
The form of the mother is sweet like what?
गंदे से गंदा बच्चा होगा, लूला अलग राम ठाकोरी, चोर डकैत, उसको भी माँ अपनी गोद से अलग नहीं करना चाहती।
The child may be the dirtiest, maimed, crippled, blind, leper, thief, dacoit, but the mother doesn't want to win him.
माना?
It means that
न्याय नाम की चीज माँ के पास नहीं होती, क्योंकि मोह लगा हुआ है।
The mother doesn't know justice because she is emotionally involved.
माँ साकार होती है और बाप निराकार।
The mother is corporeal and the father is incorporeal.
लेकिन वो बीज रूप होना चाहिए, ये सारे ही बीज नंबर वाले हैं।
But that seed form must be there. All these are seeds, number wise.
कोई में मोटा छिलका चढ़ा हुआ है और कोई में पतला छिलका चढ़ा हुआ है।
Some are covered with a thick husk, and some are covered with a thin husk.
कोई में देवान का कम जन्मों का छिलका चढ़ा हुआ है।
Some are covered with the husk of the body consciousness of few births.
और कोई में देवान का बहुत मोटा अनेक जन्मों का छिलका चढ़ा।
And some are covered with the thick husk of the body consciousness of numerous births.
मानो इब्राहिम की सोल आई 2000 साल पहले।
Imagine that the soul of Abraham came 2500 years ago.
तो उसने गर्भ तो जन्म नहीं लिया।
He wasn't born from the womb.
कैसे जन्म लिया?
How was he born?
किसी आधारभूत में प्रवेश करके जन्म लिया।
He was born having entered into some root soul.
तो जिस आधारभूत में प्रवेश करके जन्म लिया, उसके संग का रंग उसको भी लगेगा और अपना संग का रंग उसको भी लगाएगा।
He will be colored by the company of that root soul whom he entered and hence took birth. And he will color that one with his company.
क्योंकि इब्राहिम जो ऊपर से आता है डायरेक्ट।
It is because Abraham who comes directly from above.
द्वापर युग की आदि में 2000 साल पहले उसमें तो ये संस्कार नहीं है।
In the beginning of the Copper Age, 2500 years ago, doesn't have that संस्कार।
ये अभिविचार बहुत ऊंची चीज है।
Of considering unadulteration as something very elevated.
दृष्टि का अभिविचार, वृत्ति का अभिविचार, कर्मेंद्रियों का अभिविचार।
The unadulteration of the eyes, the unadulteration of conduct, the unadulteration of the organs.
इतनी ऊंची चीज है कि उससे जन्नत तैयार होती है।
This is something so elevated that paradise is created from it.
ये उनकी बुद्धि में नहीं।
He doesn't have it in his intellect.
ये बुद्धि में बैठता ही नहीं।
It doesn't sit in his intellect at all.
तो ये संस्कार जिसमें प्रवेश करता है उसमें भी ये संस्कार भर जाते हैं।
So the संस्कार fills that one whom he enters.
वो आत्मा भी वो द्वापर युग से ही देह अभिमानी बनने लग पड़ती है।
From the copper age itself, that soul starts becoming body conscious.
वो शास्त्रों का ज्ञान उसकी बुद्धि में नहीं फैल सकता।
the knowledge of the scriptures can't remain in his intellect.
और बैठता भी है, टूल के रूप में बैठता है.
Even if it sits in it, it sits in the topsy-turvy form.
किस रूप में बैठता है?
In which form?
देर भी है सारी मूर्तियां इकट्ठी की इस्लामियों ने.
The Islamic gathered a lot of images.
और वहां जाकर के उन मूर्तियों की पूजा करने लग पड़े.
And having gone there, it means to the Arab countries, they began to worship those images. Therefore, adulteration started from the very beginning. Whereas the Sikh soul taught King Vikramaditya in Bharat that he has to worship only one.
एक का मंदिर बनाना है.
That he has to make the temple of only one.
तो भक्ति भी कैसी हुई? व्यभिचारी या व्यभिचारी?
So what was the religious devotion like? Was it adulterated or unadulterated?
आप व्यभिचारी भक्ति का फाउंडेशन पड़ा द्वार पर किया आदि.
At the beginning of the Copper Age, the foundation of the unadulterated religious devotion was laid.
ये तो आज की दुनिया है जो अनेक देवी देवताओं को पूज रही है.
It is in the today's world where they worship numerous male and female deities.
अनेक देवी देवताओं के स्वरूप में बुद्धि लगा रही है.
The intellect is involved in numerous forms of male and female deities.
बुद्धि डिस्टर्ब हो चुकी.
The intellect has been already disturbed.
व्यभिचारी बन चुकी.
It has become adulterated.
So वो आदि वाली जो आत्मा है द्वापर युग की आग में जिसमें इब्राहिम प्रवेश करता है.
So that soul from the beginning, whom Abraham entered in the beginning of the Copper Age,
वो आज से ही देह अभिमानी बन पड़ता है.
Became body conscious from the very beginning.
और रामकृष्ण की आत्मा है शुरुआत से ही देह अभिमानी नहीं बनती.
And the souls of Ram and Krishna don't become body conscious from the very beginning.
वो अंतिम जन्म में आकर के हो जाता है.
Having come into last birth, they get twisted up.
तो देह और देह के संबंध उनको अभी त्यागना पड़े.
So one will have to renounce the body and the bodily relationships.
देह बनती है माता से.
The body is made from the mother.
और आत्मिक स्वरूप जो आता है जो उसमें देह में प्रवेश करता है.
And the spiritual form which enters the body.
बच्चे के रूप में जन्म लेता है जो आत्मा सारा कार्य करने वाली है वो आत्मिक स्वरूप आता है बाप.
And is born in the form of a child. The soul who does all the work, that spiritual form, comes from the father.
बाप होता है बीज और माँ होती है धरणी.
The father is a seed and the mother is earth.
इसलिए गीता में बोला है.
That is why it is said in the Gita.
ये धरती ये पृथ्वी माता है.
This world, this earth is a mother.
इस पृथ्वी माता में अम्बीज प्रदपिता गीता का ये श्लोक है.
In this mother earth, अहम बीज प्रदापिता, this is one verse from the Gita.
मैं इस धरणी माता में आकर के बीज डालता हूँ.
I come and sow a seed into this mother earth.
बीज प्रदा.
बीज प्रदा.
ज्ञान का बीज डालने वाला पिता हूँ.
I am the father who sows the seed of knowledge.
यज्ञ के आदि में ऐसे हुआ.
It happened like this in the beginning of the yajna.
वो सुप्रीम सोल बाप ने.
That supreme soul father.
जो सारी शक्ति का बीज मनुष्य शक्ति का बीज राम वाली आत्मा है उसमें प्रवेश करके.
Who enters the seat of the entire world, the seat of the human world, the soul of Ram.
और धरणी माता का जो मानिंद स्वरूप है दिल्ली कहो पृथ्वी माता कहो गीता माता कहो उसमें ज्ञान का बीज डाल.
And sows the seed of knowledge in the form who is like the mother earth. Call her Delhi, call her the mother earth, call her the Mother Gita.
वो ज्ञान का बीज उस समय विस्तार को पाया हुआ नहीं था.
The seed of knowledge had not expanded at that time.
जब विस्तार ही नहीं है तो सार कहाँ से निकलेगा?
If there is no expansion, from where will the essence come out?
बिना विस्तार के सार निकलेगा क्या?
Will the essence come out without expansion?
वृक्ष पूरा बड़ा नहीं होगा.
If the tree doesn't grow up fully,
पूरी आयु नहीं होगी तो उसमें बीज तैयार हो जाएगा क्या? फल तैयार होगा?
If it is not of the age, will the seed be ready in it? Will any fruit be ready?
आम का बीज है.
Supposing there is a mango seed.
पूरा विस्तार को नहीं पाएगा वो आम का वृक्ष है तो उसमें से बीज निकलेगा क्या? नहीं निकलेगा.
If that mango tree doesn't reach its full expansion, will the seed come out of it? It won't.
तो यही के आदि में वो ज्ञान विस्तार को नहीं पाया हुआ.
So, in the beginning of the yagya, that knowledge didn't get its extensive form.
विस्तार को न पाने के कारण?
Because it didn't get the extensive form.
वो आत्माएं ज्ञान में अधूरी थी. जिनको ज्ञान की जरूरत थी.
Those souls who needed knowledge remained incomplete in knowledge.
वो मन बुद्धि रूपी आत्माएं.
Those souls in the form of the mind and intellect.
सूर्यवंशी आत्माएं जो संपूर्ण 100% आत्मा बनकर के रहती है इस सृष्टि पर ज्यादा से ज्यादा लंबे समय तक.
The souls of the Sun dynasty who become 100% complete souls and remain in this world for the longest time.
उनको आत्मा का वो भोजन बुद्धि का भोजन नहीं मिला इसलिए वो टूट पड़ी.
Didn't receive the food for the soul, the food for the intellect. That is why they broke off.
टूट पड़ी.
They broke off.
कारण या कारण है टूट पड़ी.
For some reasons they broke off.
तो बाबा ने मुरली में बोला कि राम फेल हो गया.
Then Baba said in the murli, Ram failed.
राम फेल हो गया.
Ram failed.
माना क्या फाइनल में फेल हो गया?
Does it mean that he failed in the final examination?
Final exam to abhi tak bhi nahi hua. 70 saal ho gaye yagya ko.
The final examination hasn't taken place yet. 70 years have passed in the yagya.
Jo shuruaat ka exam tha, masik, trimasik, usme fail hua.
The examination of the beginning is like the monthly, the semester. He failed in that.
To ye koi घृणा की बात नहीं है.
This is nothing to be held in contempt.
नीची दृष्टि से देखने की बात नहीं है. राम तो फेलियर आत्मा
है. This is nothing to be looked at with disdain. राम is a failure soul.
अरे तुम कौन पास आत्मा हो?
Who among you is the soul who has passed?
पास तो अभी कोई हुआ ही नहीं. फाइनल पेपर कहाँ निकला?
Now there is no one who has passed. Where has the final paper come out?
Final result अभी कहाँ निकला?
Where did the final result open now?
तो वो राम वाली आत्मा.
So that soul of Ram.
जो आदि में बीज थी.
Who was a seed in the beginning.
वो बीज गुप्त हो जाता है.
That seed becomes hidden.
झाड़ बढ़ता है ब्राह्मण.
And the tree of the Brahmins grows.
बीज धने में बोया जाता है तो बीज का अस्तित्व खत्म हो जाता है या बीज चलता रहता है?
Just like when the seed is sowed in earth, does the existence of the seed come to an end or does it last?
बीज सड़ जाता है. क्या? वो अपनी हस्ती को खत्म कर देता है.
The seed decays. It lets its existence come to an end.
कहते भी है, मिटा दे अपनी हस्ती को अगर कुछ मतलब आ जाए.
They say, finish off your personality if you want a position.
बीज अपने को धरनी में मिला देता है, काट में मिला देता है.
The seed merges itself with earth. It merges with ash.
किदाना खाक में मिलकर गुले गुलजार होता है.
The grains merge with the ash and the flower garden appears.
जब तक अपनी हस्ती को मिटाया नहीं है.
As long as one hasn't removed his existence,
तो थोड़ा सकता ना अपने पास बचा के रख लिया कहीं बर्बाद ना हो जाए, ईश्वर की सेवा में ज्यादा नहीं लगा.
If one has saved a little part of the body and kept it, just in order not to let it get destroyed, not to give more in the godly service.
थोड़ा सा धन अपने पास बचा के रख लिया, अरे आई वेले काम आएगा, दुनिया में विनाश होने वाला है, महंगाई बहुत बढ़ने वाली है, तो अभी सारा सेवा में मत लगाओ.
One saved a little wealth and kept it. Oh, it might come of use on time. The world is going to get destroyed. The prices will increase a lot. So now, don't give everything in the service.
ईश्वरीय सेवा में सारा धन लगाने की जरूरत नहीं है, थोड़ा सा बचा के.
It isn't necessary to invest all the wealth in the godly service. Save a little bit and put it away.
तो कहीं पूरा स्वाहा हुआ.
So, will it be said that it is the complete sacrifice?
राख बना?
Did he become ash?
नहीं.
No, he didn't.
इसलिए शंकर है जिसको बहुत दिखाई जाती है, राख की राख लपेटे.
That is why Shankar is the one who is shown smeared with ash.
वो साधु संत सन्यासी क्या करते हैं?
What do those holy men and ascetics do?
राख लपेट लेते.
They get smeared with ash.
अब राख लपेटने का अर्थ तो जानते नहीं.
But they don't know at all the meaning of smearing ash.
राख लपेटने का अर्थ है?
The meaning of smearing ash,
जो अव्यक्त वाणी में बाबा ने बोला आप देख लेंगे,
is what Baba said in the Avyekta Vani. Now we'll see.
फोटो में से कोई कितने निकलते हैं और कौन निकलते हैं?
How many out of millions emerge and who are the ones who emerge?
Yeah, लाखों में से एक.
What? One among hundred thousands.
कौन निकलते हैं?
Who emerges?
और खाक बनने वाले कौन निकलते हैं?
And who emerges who becomes ash?
खाक मतलब राख.
Ash means cinders.
अपने को राख कौन बनाते हैं?
Who makes oneself ash?
तन से भी राख बनाते हैं, धन से भी राख बनाते हैं.
Who will reduce their body into ashes? Who will reduce their wealth into ashes?
मन भी सारा ईश्वरीय सेवा में लगा दे.
Who will involve the entire mind into the godly service?
दूसरी बातों में कहीं मन न लगे.
The mind shouldn't get involved in other things.
संबंधियों की ताकत भी सारी ईश्वरीय सेवा में लगाने का प्रयास कर ले.
One should make effort to involve the entire power of the relationships into the godly service.
जो भी संपर्क में आने वाली आत्मा है, वो जो भी संपर्क में आया, जैसे ऑफिस में बैठे कोई संपर्क में आया बातचीत करने, उसको भी ज्ञान दे दिया.
With whichever soul one makes contact, with whomever one is in contact, just like they are sitting in the office, someone has come to have a chat. And one narrates knowledge to him also.
तो संपर्कियों की भी सारी ताकत, जो भी संपर्क में आने वाली आत्मा है, उनको भी संदेश दे रहा.
The entire power of the contacts. One gives the message to everyone with whomever one is in contact.
ये सारी ताकत और समय की भी सारी ताकत.
The entire power and the entire power of time.
चाहे खाना खा रहे हैं, चाहे शरीर की परवरिश कर रहे हैं, दवाई ले रहे हैं, तो हर समय श्वास और श्वास बाबा की याद में हो.
Whether we are eating, whether we are taking care of the body, taking a medicine, all the time, in every breath, we should be in the remembrance of Baba.
तो जैसे खाक बना दिया.
So it is like having made oneself ash.
राख बना दिया.
It is like having reduced oneself into ash.
ऐसी राख बनने वाली जो सारी सृष्टि की बीज रूप बाप आत्मा है, राम बाप जिसे कहा जाता है, वो खाक बन जाता है.
The father, the seed soul of the entire world, the one who is called as Father Ram, becomes ash.
इसलिए इस संगम युग में वो शंकर के नाम रूप से संसार में प्रत्यक्ष होता है.
That is why in the confluence age he is revealed in the world under the name and the form of Shankar.
जिस शंकर की यादगार शास्त्रों में दिखाते हैं बहुत लपेटे हुए.
Whose memorial is shown in the scriptures. He is smeared with ash.
राख लपेटे हुए.
He is smeared with cinders.
राख की बात नहीं है लेकिन प्रैक्टिकल जीवन में अपने स्वरूप को राख बना दिया.
It is not about cinders, but about that he reduced himself to ash in his real life.
और वो अकेला नहीं होता है.
And he is not alone.
उसको फॉलो करने वाले भी बच्चे निकलते हैं.
The children who follow him emerge as well.
वो है एडवांस पार्टी.
They are the advanced party.
उस एडवांस पार्टी में से जो 108 रत्न निकलते हैं.
The 108 jewels. That emerge from among this advanced party.
108 मन के निकलते हैं वो सब बाप समान बनने वाले हैं नंबर वन.
108 beads emerge. All of them become like the father number wise.
इसलिए सारी दुनिया में वो माला.
This is why in the entire world that माला.
संगठन जिसकी यादगार है वो संगठन रूपी माला आज दुनिया में स्मरण की जाती है.
Which is a memorial of the gathering. That mala, like gathering, is recollected in the today's world. It is remembered.
Hindu bhi simiran karte hain, Musalman bhi simiran karte hain mala ka, Christians bhi mala ka simiran karte hain, Baudhi bhi simiran karte hain. Ek Nastik hai jo mala ka simiran nahi karte. Kyon nahi karte?
The Hindus recollect it. The Muslims recollect the mala. The Christians recollect the mala as well. And the Buddhists recollect it as well. Only the atheists don't recollect the mala. Why don't they do it? It is because they had taken the happiness of this world till the end.
भगवान ने जो नई दुनिया बनाई उसकी उन्होंने परवाह नहीं.
They didn't care about the new world which God had created.
नास्तिकों का तो गुणधर्म ही होता है क्या?
Atheism has its qualities as well. What?
यावत् जीवे सुखम जीवे ऋणम कृत्वा गतम पीवे. जब तक जिंदगी में जियो सुख पूर्वक जियो शरीर को खूब सुख दो क्या?
As long as you live your life, live blissfully, give the body a lot of happiness. What?
और संसार से कर्जा लेते रहो और अपना काम चलाते रहो.
And keep on taking credit from the world and keep on doing your work.
शरीर छूट जाएगा, सारी दुनिया खराब.
When the body leaves, the entire world is over.
फिर कुछ नहीं बचा.
Then nothing remains.
माना वो पुनर्जन्म को बिल्कुल नहीं मानते और वास्तव में उनके पुनर्जन्म होते ही नहीं जाते.
It means that they don't believe in rebirth at all, and in reality they don't have many rebirths.
वो तो आखिरी धर्म है.
That is the last religion.
100 वर्ष के अंदर लेनिन स्टालिन आए उसके बाद वो नास्तिक धर्म स्थापन हुआ.
Lenin and Stalin came within last 100 years, and after that the atheistic religion was established.
तो उनको वो सुख का वर्षा नहीं मिलता जो भगवान आगत देते.
They don't receive that inheritance of happiness which God gives when he comes.
वो सुखदाता बाप जो सब धर्मों में गाया हुआ है.
That father, the giver of happiness, is praised in all the religions.
Godfather को सब धर्म वाले मानते हैं.
The followers of all the religions believe in God the Father.
उसको वो नास्तिक नहीं मानते.
The atheists don't believe in him.
फिर भी बाप की महानता देखो.
Even though, look at the greatness of the Father.
ये जो झाड़ का चित्र बनाया हुआ है सब धर्म दिखाए हुए हैं उनमें सबसे नजदीक किसको बैठा है?
All the religions are shown in the picture of the tree that has been prepared. Who is seated closest to the father in it?
उस नास्तिक बच्चे को बैठाया हुआ.
That atheist child is seated the closest.
有没有太阳问
Why is he seated like this?
会改了吗
There must be some reason.
一个答案的
There is a proverb.
刚刚你干那个也跟那个比爸爸那里了吗
In order to get the work done, one has to make a donkey his father.
就该加的肚子那些不是肚子那些那些是拉的比
One has to tolerate kicks of the cow which gives a lot of milk. That child does the greatest work. He becomes an assistant in the destruction of the entire world. On one side, in 36-37, God comes to this world. And on the other side, the father stimulates that child. Prepare the atomic energy. Before that, no one in the world had the faintest idea what kind of thing the atomic energy is. When God came to establish the new world, from that time, this issue starts emerging in the intellect of the souls of the atheist dharma.What kind of weapon for the final destruction of this world should be invented? The first explosion took place in 1942-45 over Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
20 megawatts each.
They were little bombs of 20 megawatts each. Now such powerful 1,000 megawatt bombs are prepared that having pressed on the button, one can finish this world through them. But God has come. He has come to give all His children the inheritance of liberation and the liberation in life. 5-7 billion human souls. All have to receive that inheritance. Some less, some full, 100%. It will take time to take that inheritance of happiness and peace. Or will the new world be made and destroyed in one blow? It takes 100 years. All the religious fathers come. Having come, they have established their religions within 100 years. No one takes more time than this. Having come on this earth, God also performs a great task.Within 100 years, and then he goes away. He destroys the entire old world, the old religions, the devil religions, and he establishes the deity religion. Someone may say,Are all devil religions? Will Brahma be included in this calculation too? Well, Brahma was even given the title of a donkey. He was given the title of a child intellect.
रावण का जो सिर बनाते हैं 10 सिर, उन 10 सिरों के ऊपर किसका सिर बिठाते हैं? गधे का सिर बिठाते हैं। वो गधा कौन है?
They make the Ravan's hat, 10 hats. Whose head is shown on the top of those hats? A head of a donkey. Who is that donkey?
वो गधा वो है जो भगवान के स्वरूप को नहीं पहचान पाता। यदि कि आज में अगर ब्रह्मा ने भगवान के स्वरूप को पहचाना होता तो उसको छोड़ करके यज्ञ में से जाने ही नहीं देता।
That donkey is that one who can't recognize the form of God. Had Brahma recognized the form of God in the beginning of the yajna, he wouldn't have let him go away from the yajna.
और बच्चों को सपोर्ट नहीं करता।
And he wouldn't have supported the children.
गधा बुद्धि होने के कारण ऐसा।
It happened because of having a donkey-like intellect.
अभी भी कृष्ण की सोल।
Even now, the soul of Krishna. Is receiving so much knowledge, and yet he goes and enters into the Guzar Dadi.
वही गुलजार दादी वो छोटी बच्ची जो यज्ञ के आज में बहुत आकर्षणमयी छोटी बच्ची थी ब्रह्मा बाबा उसको बार बार अपनी तरफ बुलाते थे और वो भाग जाती थी।
It is that Guzar Dadi, that little girl, who was a very attractive little girl in the beginning of the yajna. Brahma Baba used to call her again and again, and she used to run away.
Baba ke paas kabhi aayi nahi. Baba usko ati pyar karte the.
She had never come close to Baba. Baba used to love her extremely.
To antmate sogate ho
gayi. It happened, antmate sogate. The final destination is according to the final thought.
वो लगाव जब सूक्ष्म से निर्धारित किया तो वो लगाव को पूरा करना शुरू
किया। That attachment, when he took on the subtle body, he began to fulfill that attachment.
अभी तक भी वो लगाव नहीं खत्म हो रहा है।
Even now, that attachment hasn't been finished.
अभी अभी राम वाली आत्मा में प्रवेश करते हैं, बीज रूप स्टेज बनती है और वो देह का लगाव आता है तो वहां जाकर के फिर प्रवेश कर जाते हैं।
Right now, he enters into the soul of Ram and takes on the seed form stage. And when that bodily attachment comes, he goes there and enters her again.
ये चंद्रमा कब अस्त होगा?
When will this moon set?
जब ब्रह्मा की बुद्धि में वो गीता का भगवान उदय होगा।
When that God of the Gita arises in the intellect of Brahma,
तो चंद्रमा जो अधूरा चंद्रमा है वो अस्त हो जाएगा।
The moon, that incomplete moon, will set.
अधूरा चंद्रमा का रूप नहीं रहेगा।
The form of the incomplete moon will not remain.
संपूर्ण चंद्रमा हो जाएगा।
The moon will become complete.
पूर्णमासी होती है ना?
There is the full moon, isn't it?
दूसरे धर्म के लोग पूर्णमासी को नहीं मानते हैं।
People of the other religions don't recognize the full moon.
किसको मानते हैं? जो अधूरा चंद्रमा है
Whom do they recognize? They recognize the incomplete moon.
चाहे बौद्ध धर्म के लोग हो,
whether Buddhist,
चाहे मुसलमान धर्म के लोग हो,
or Muslims,
उनके झंडे में कौन सा चंद्रमा को दिखाया जाता है? अधूरा। जब तक अधूरा है तब तक उनका काम बन रहा है।
What is the form of the moon shown in their flag? The incomplete moon. As long as the moon is incomplete, he is useful for them.
अब जब संपूर्ण बन जाएगा,
when he becomes complete,
तो फिर वो बाप का बन जाएगा,
he will belong to the father.
बाप की रहवरी में आ जाएगा,
he will remain under the protection of the father.
फिर वो हमारी बात मानने वाला नहीं,
then he won't listen to them.